Pro tip. Not every line you see this holiday season is a beer fest, line fest. Don't just jump in line, start popping beers and passing them around. You're going to get in trouble. Mind the line, sir. Mind the line. This is the perfect pour.
I'm going to do that now. Anytime I see a line, I'm just going to, oh,
woo, hey, you guys, beer release? What are you guys here for?
Then I start popping open beers, get my chair out.
Yeah, oh, yeah, the aluminum lawn chair that unfolds.
Chink, chink, chink.
All right, bro, woo, woo, who's up for a hazy? Who's up for a hazy?
Who? Anybody got a phone charger?
What's the limit? What's the limit?
What's the limit?
Huh? What's this guy talking about? Welcome to The Perfect Pour. It's a craft beer show. It's a show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
Matt is stuck at his industry job right now. The damn soccer people.
Damn them. They ruin everything.
They ruin everything in craft beer. These soccer people, they take over the tap rooms. They half of them don't even drink. And then us beer geeks are just like, ah, I wish the soccer people wouldn't leave already. So he's stuck. It's possible he could pop in here.
Possible?
In the Darktown Studios. It's possible. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have to go. Nick and I are going to have to rock on with probably without Matt. Maybe probably.
Less tangents.
But, less tangents. If you hate tangents, it's a great episode for you. And later on, we're going to be hearing from the listeners of The Perfect Pour, the most robust voicemail system in the podcast industry, as well as some beer releases to look out for and some beers we were caught drinking and some beer news, culture, as we like to call it. All that's coming up on The Perfect Pour. Before the show, we are drinking our tailgating beer was a collab between Pizza Port and Carl Strauss called
Rad Collab.
Wonder Years Hazy IPA Imperial IPA.
Ah, that's hazy. Maybe why I liked it.
Maybe you liked it. Okay. Nick, a notorious sick of hazies guy,
sick
of was like, I don't mind this because it was an 8.5. Maybe that's why. You only like them heavy.
Mm-hmm. Get some heat.
It's a pretty good hazier.
Get some booze in there.
Haze bros.
So that's what we were caught drinking earlier. And now,
Caught been drinking.
I love gold.
I just got squirted by stout.
Oh.
Got stout squirt.
That sounds hideous.
New beer on the show. It is a local. Because we like to drink local. From Full Circle Brewing, Lego My Stout. Maple stout. I thought, you know, Nick had to drink a hazy, so now he's having this. Now we're going to have to do this all episode. We have a table. We're on opposite ends of a table, and we have to get up, physically get up.
I don't remember the table being this long when we used to do
it. It was a smaller table. We used to have a smaller table when Nick and I started the show, just the two of us, the very beginning.
Ooh, that means
Matt came in pretty quick, but we had a smaller table, and it was a little easier to exchange
beers.
The
old 1950s diner type table.
It's stored away. We'll auction it off one day. When we get popular one day.
Did that have the boomerang, the 60s boomerang finish? It was just speckled, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Both these beers are donated to the show by the Golden Gods of the Perfect Pour. They bought. I bought them with their money. So thanks, bros.
Oh, you did.
Yeah.
You did them well.
At Shell, Maroa Shell here in Fresno. Had both of these. So I have not had the stout here yet. I was finishing my Wonder Years. I get the breakfast.
Yes, I too would have made a label buy on this one.
The Aroma Breakfast. Yeah, it's a cool label. It's a fun label.
Lego my stout. Lego my stout, yo.
Mm.
They could have done something with the end of that.
Right. Yeah, it's kind of like it's not put together enough. It's like it's like almost there.
Because we're marketing experts. Mm-hmm.
That's us.
Have marketing issues? Call us. Only for beer.
I like this. It's kind of feels like there's some alcohol in there.
Mm.
But I don't think there is.
It's 16 ounces.
I mean, I know there is. But
I don't think
there's alcohol.
Did you get no alcohol beer? Is this just a milkshake? What would you guess? We could play a half a.
I say 7, 8.
Mm. Take one off of each of those numbers.
A 6, 7?
Yes.
Of course. That's what I said.
Oh. I'm just making sure.
Hmm. Feels heavy.
It feels heavy, Doc.
That's heavy, Doc. I don't know if I'm. I think I feel like I'm going to get more maple. And I don't. But it's definitely the aroma is breakfast all the way.
Maple stuff. I wonder if it's if maple if it's true maple or extract maple.
The aroma like, doesn't is different from the beer. They're both good.
Both good.
But the aroma set me up for something else.
If it was real maple, I don't think you'd have to use a lot of it.
Oh, okay.
To get it to come through.
Hmm.
That's my unexperienced opinion.
No, it's fun. Fun label. It's got a stack of pancakes.
Pancakes. No, breakfast.
Mmm, breakfast beer. Good breakfast beer. Try it out on Thanksgiving morning.
There you go.
Our Thanksgiving episode. Let's get into some cook culture.
Wow. Ramming it up.
Rammy. So it's this episode's happening before, during Thanksgiving. You won't hear a new episode until after Thanksgiving. So it's our Thanksgiving episode.
Also known as Black Friday.
Hopefully some listeners will have some feedback on that. But I don't know if you did this, Nick, but,
mm-hmm.
but I had beer I'm most thankful for right now and what I'm going to bring to Thanksgiving Friday pack.
I will put those together instantly.
Yeah.
I have my thankful beer.
Which you say mixed pack or variety pack? You say mixed pack, huh?
I say, yes. The I term. Usually say mixed pack.
But like, is there any different? They're just two, there's no difference, right? There is no like variant off of variety pack and mixed pack. It feels like it might be regional, but I don't know. I think I hear both all the time. I hear variety pack, I hear mixed pack. But usually it says variety pack on boxes.
See, variety pack makes me think different beers from different people, whereas mixed pack makes me think different beers from the same people.
Hmm. Okay. All right. I'm down with this logic now.
But then again, those could be used either way.
I always use variety pack as a blanket term, but I think I like I like this definition. Mixed pack is for one single brewery, and variety pack is who knows what's going to happen in there.
Yeah.
It's almost like an accidental Trader Joe's mystery six pack.
Accidental big beer slipped in there.
Does Trader? I haven't gone in the new Trader Joe's. Do they still do those mystery packs? Have you seen?
Not.
Or they have a brown bag over six beers, and there's like, buy it, take your chances.
It's $5. What could go wrong?
Right, exactly. There's going to be guaranteed six bottles of alcohol. Just buy it.
I haven't seen it in the new one there, but then their beer shelf has diminished
really?
Quite a bit.
The new one, I would think it would be more.
Yeah.
Don't they have more space?
Ton more space.
And they have smaller beer.
Yeah.
Because our Trader Joe's moved north to a bigger location, newer and bigger location, and you would assume.
Or maybe it stayed the same size and the store got bigger, so it seems smaller.
Oh, right. Okay. It's just like, but this
it,
is
it
our
just
show.
Seems like.
It seems smaller. At least. At the very least.
Compared to it the isn't. Wine, the wine seemed to have grown. Hi.
Louis.
I got a friend.
Louis, will you take a microphone and help us out since Matt's not here? Jeez.
Pull your weight.
Pull your weight, dog. No more crackers. So, yeah, I'm doing that now. Mixpack is one brewery. Variety Pack is other, is a collab pack. So, my Mixpack that I'm bringing, I plan on bringing for Thanksgiving is the Sierra Nevada, which is classic. Sierra Ooh, Nevada.
Snowpack?
This, yeah,
What?
Is it called the Snowpack?
They have one.
Yeah, I think it's called the Snowpack. It's a coffee stout.
Okay. Yes.
Pale.
Uh-huh.
Winter warmer.
Ooh.
And holiday haze. Oh, yeah.
You son of a bitch.
I pulled you in. You're like, yep.
I'm in.
Whoa.
I'm in. The fate of the mix
holiday pack. Haze. I'm very interested in what a holiday haze is. I'm a spice, like a winter spice, hazy
Santa
IPA.
Santa farted in a can.
But it's Sierra, so it's not going to be overpowering. Nothing they do is like no, overpowering.
Even as hell.
It's even as son of a bitch. So I can't believe it's going to be like, but I'm very interested. I'm excited that Thanksgiving is going to give me a chance or a excuse
to
buy this mix pack.
To get three holiday hazes.
Yeah. Woo. Ooh, yeah. Doubtful I'll be able to save one for the show.
Oh, darn. Oh, man.
Sorry.
So disappointed.
Holiday haze.
Woo.
Holiday haze, bro.
Woo.
Woo. That's how I'm going to be doing it. And Thanksgiving, all the family. Let's get me in the corner. Holy haze!
What's wrong with Mike?
Woo! Woo!
He's got the haze fever.
He's haze fever. Oh, he's got the haze fever.
Instead of hay fever, you get the haze fever?
No, he's got haze fever. What is that?
Why is that not a
You don't want to know.
Is there haze a haze fever out there?
Yeah. I don't know. We'll check on tap.
We'll check.
That's
He's got the haze fever. Just put a blanket over him.
Do you ever think of a mix pack or variety pack?
I was going to pick up the new Belgian variety.
New Belgian.
Oh, see, they use variety pack.
Damn
it. They're blowing my theory here.
Well, they're going to have to learn. We're going
to
teach them.
Learn them.
It's called a mix pack.
Mix pack.
Hey, excuse me. It's just be called mix pack because it's all your beers. Hurry down the perfect bar. What? Do they have a one that's like winter specific? Or is it
the snow? Is it Accumulation?
Yes,
I think that's back.
Accumulation's a good beer. I always enjoy that one. I haven't had it. I don't think I had it last year.
Yeah, they made it sound like it's been gone for a while.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I didn't have it before, or if it just wasn't that available to me. But I know I didn't have it last year. And it's always been solid beer to have in the winter.
Solid beer. Yeah.
So
Where's my picture?
Those are really readily available to most listeners in their area. A Sierra Nevada mix pack and a New Belgium mix pack. We'll have a Bin Cut drinking report next week.
Cut Bin. Let's see. This is not coming up at all now.
Boo. Internet.
on my feed earlier. Okay. Oh, snow day. Oh, so accumulation.
Ah.
Snow day. Fat tire Belgian white and this new one Mary Jane ale.
Mary Jane ale. Sounds no like pain, it's going to no be a jam. Pot reference.
It's a pale ale. But they do call it the variety pack. So I wonder, do we need to rethink our logic?
Mm-hmm.
And like a mix pack would be.
But no, your definition makes more sense, though.
Just seemed to be.
Huh.
That's the first way I thought of it, so I didn't bother to change it. Yeah, I was thinking of the new Belgium.
Right.
I haven't had any for a while. And
yeah, me neither.
But now you got me
since
thinking.
Rad Stacy doesn't work for New Belgium anymore.
We don't care.
Now we don't get any. We don't actually buy it ourselves. I was all accustomed to not ever having to buy New Belgium because, mm-hmm. you know, Rad Stacy would show up once in a while, give us a bunch of New Belgium, and we're like, set. We need to get a rep in here.
Yeah.
From somewhere. I don't care what brewery.
And size them up.
Need some beer in here. Okay. The other Thanksgiving related question I have.
Mm-hmm.
The beer you're most thankful for right now. You're like, I'm just glad this beer is around right now. My choice right now is Tioga's General Sherman IPA.
Oh, wow.
Because it's a solid IPA, classic West Coast IPA, clear IPA. Like very classic, meaning like it's been, you know, it harkens back to the old days of IPA, but still has an updated feel. And it's like the one that's available usually to mm-hmm. me, like where yeah. I'm at. And I'm like, oh, at least there's Sherman. The kind of thing.
No matter what store you're at.
Yeah, it's just like, Sherman lurking. I can get Sherman at least. So I'm very thankful that General Sherman is around. Do you have one off the top of your head?
Well, I'm thankful that brewers still see fit to brew stouts in the days of haze.
Days of haze.
Days of haze that we're in. But I do believe I'm always and will still be thankful for Old Rasputin for making that love of stouts happen. At all, I guess. That's the first one I ever fell in love with that made me want to go further down that rabbit hole.
Ooh, that was your gateway stout.
Gateway stout. Like, oh, Guinness isn't the darkest beer out there.
Whoa, I thought Guinness was the ultimate dark beer.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out it's a session beer. Are we reached? Comes to mind that question I was going to ask anyway. Have we reached peak haze? Are we at peak hazy right now? The as far as the haze craze, people making hazy beers. I'm not saying it's going to crash, but I'm just saying like, are we at optimal peak haze right now? Like, is there another level it's going to go up, or are we flatlined and like this is haze. The haze craze is running at 100% right now.
And 1,000.
There's no way it's going to go up more or get bigger. It's just like, yeah. This is where it's at. Have we reached where it's at? Or is there still more room?
Is there
room?
Something left to be done with haze?
I think there's still something left to be done. I'm feeling like we're at the peak right now.
Yeah.
And, or at least this past summer, we're at the peak. In 2019, I can't imagine there's more haze. Like,
there's somebody that hasn't made a haze yet.
Yeah. So, like, I.
Has, do we, oh, we I'm do not have saying, Rebel Haze, though, don't we?
Yep. It's not going away. But I'm just, right now, I'm just making a statement that we're at peak haze. And it's not going to get much higher. Do you have this? Do you have
yes.
a different opinion?
No, I have the same opinion with a different ending.
Oh.
Well, maybe. I think you kind of said it. I think we are at, well, as much as I dislike hazies, I know I'm crapping on them all the time. I think we are at peak haze. It is not going to go anywhere, though, because we haven't found anything else to do.
Oh, yet. Like,
as soon
this
as
is
we,
what we have
find
to do.
That next the wave, the hazies will drop. They'll disappear. They'll black IPA. And then whatever the next craze is.
So Brutes only made us are only making a small dent.
Oh, tiny, yeah.
And they're not. You don't think they're Brutes not, are gonna? Brutes are not gonna do any that kind of level.
If we
level.
Start to see triple Brutes, we know it's really over.
We're seeing a lot of double Brutes are now popping up a lot more.
Louie,
jeez. So
all up in my business.
We're getting closer on the Brutes. But I actually think that Brutes seem to be like having like a they're not like catapulting like hockey stick growth. They're like they seem to be finding a path right now. It's not like going to blow up like hazies, but they're not going to go away either. Like they're going to be there.
Yeah.
And there's still growth to happen with Brute. It's not going to go nuts, but
sour Brute.
Ooh, I don't know what that would be.
I don't know. What else can you
hazy
do?
Hazy sour Brute.
Hazy sour Brute.
Somebody's trying to do it right now. Can make it happen.
Hold my calls.
So, I just imagine the fermenter just, you know, like when an engine is just running at full capacity, like a boat's engine just all shit's all like squirting out and it's gonna work. Just like, I'm running at this fermenter at full capacity.
Giving her all she's got.
Giving her all she's got. So, all right. We're making calls. Louise, Lego my stout. We're trying to. It's difficult.
We are.
Where is Matt?
We need backup. Louis, get us another beer.
Matt.
Although it is the time of year where you can leave a beer on the table and it won't get warm.
I know. We could just bring him out now. This one about pint cans. I think I can save that for next week for Matt.
Pint cans.
Have we reached Pete Hazy? We have.
Yes.
It's been determined.
We just don't have a replacement for it.
Yep. We're waiting for the replacement. I like that. I didn't think about that. We're just like, well, I guess we got to keep it hazy because nothing else is exciting.
Got anything new? Nope. Make another haze.
All right. Make another haze then.
Haze it up.
Whoa!
Wow. Leave me your voicemail. Will you talk about beer
and tell me you're driving? Oh my gosh.
Oh boy.
Five. Did you have more culture?
You know what?
I feel like I just, I think I just forgot that.
That somebody else is here.
Somebody else is here.
I could save it for cheers.
No.
Yes.
Oh, you sure?
Yeah.
Do you have other culture things?
Nothing that
I'm
wouldn't work later.
Thrown
on.
Off the fact that Matt's not here, and I was just like, oh.
Voicemails.
We just got to go with voicemails.
I don't want to hear Nick. Listen to somebody else.
All right. Well, look, Nick's culture is going to be in cheers. That's exciting.
Culture cheers.
559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of the Perfect Four and the Dorktown Network. You can call that line, leave a 3-minute or under voicemail for us, or you can email us at perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com, and you can record something on your phone and email that to us, 3-minute or under. Like I said last week, it is your opportunity. Oh, let's do a fridge mic and see what Nick's doing. See what Nick's doing. He said he can't hear me talking. He has no idea what's going on. Oh,
you were listening
to me. No, I wasn't listening at all. So you can record something on your phone, email it to us, that file to us. And like I said last week, you have a you have your, we're giving you a format to have your own beer show, craft beer show for 3 minutes.
For 3 minutes.
You have a,
for one time.
You want to have a 3 minute show every week to entertain us, then we're giving you the place to do it. And let's see who emailed us this week.
Dance for us, monkeys.
First one goes to...
No. No.
Oh, that's an email. It's just a regular email. Oh,
man. We got to do work.
This is from Paul Canetto. Hey, guys. Saw this beer called Berry on My Wayward Saison.
Yes.
Berry on My Wayward Saison. From Houston brewer Holler Brewing. And thought I'd challenge you all to come up with some beer name puns from Kansas songs.
Wow.
If nothing else, hope you'll get a laugh out of the name. Keep up the good work. This is Houston Paul, our rep, our Houston rep. And there it is. It's, oh, it looks like it is super berry. Like, it looks like it will stain your shirt real bad if you spill it. Kansas. Only know like two Kansas songs.
I will, I'll throw the name out at you and let's see what we got. The real name. I'll throw the real name at you.
Okay.
Everyone, if you don't know Carry On My Wayward Son, you probably know Dust in the Wind.
Mm-hmm. All we are is haze in the wind.
Haze in the wind.
I'm just all hazy.
Just
all
put haze in there.
Yeah, just put haze somewhere.
Point of No Return.
Haze of No Return.
All right, got it. Nailed it.
Miracle. Point of No Haze.
Point of No Haze Return. Miracles Out of Nowhere.
Haze Out of Nowhere.
I got it. Nailed it. Songs for America.
Haze for America.
On the Other Side.
On the Other Haze.
I see a theme here. This also makes me realize how many Kansas songs I've never heard. Hopelessly Human.
Hopelessly Haze.
Nobody's Home.
Nobody's Haze. Nobody's
Child of Innocence.
Child of Haze. Child of Haze. I like that.
Are we playing this, the devil game?
She's a child of haze. I got really drunk on Hazy one night and we had fun.
Lamplight Symphony.
Haze Light Symphony.
Oh, man.
I love gold.
It's a new beer.
Yeah, not a lot of... I see why the challenge has been posed, because these are hard to make puns out of.
Haze pose.
Haze pose. Opus insert. Did I say that one?
Opus haze.
Opus haze.
Insert haze. Insert haze here.
Questions of my childhood.
Questions of my hazehood.
That's actually pretty good. Okay, we got one.
All right. Well, we did it.
We did.
You're welcome, whatever brewer that's listening. New beer on the show, Halo Punch Kettle Sour Ale.
Yes.
With passion fruit, orange, and guava from Alvarado Street Brewing. And this is from Vince. This was Vince that came into Tioga and left these for Matt, and we weren't sure if Vince was a listener of the Perfect Pour or if it was just a friend of Matt's. It was just like, here's some beers. And Matt was like, oh, must be from a listener. But yeah,
there you go.
Oh, boy.
You can, we have a P.O. box that
no
you
problems.
Can, a UPS P.O. box that you can send beer to. It's in the show notes. Down there at the bottom of the show notes, there is our address.
Just look down.
And you can also just give them to, if you're physically in Fresno and going to Tioga Scoia's beer garden in downtown Fresno, you can actually just drop them off. And even if you don't see Matt, you can just tell the person working there, just say, hey, these are for Matt from the Perfect Pour. Just, and they'll save them for him and they'll end up on here eventually, so. Thank you, Vincent. Ooh, that is punchy.
Wow. Mmm. less sour than the pineapple aroma that's on.
I get pineapple. Did it even say pineapple? I'm getting pineapple.
No, passion fruit. Passion fruit, orange, and guava.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's the, that's pretty much in every drink.
It's like a Kern's.
If you go to Hawaii, that's like the three fruits that are in every
drink. It's very familiar.
Would you like a margarita? Oh, here you go. Passion fruit, orange, guava.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like a
I guess that's what tonic? It's from, because like, it's just like, I know this drink, even though I've never had this beer. It's just like, oh, I know this.
Mm-hmm. Unless you get a Mai Tai.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is like having a blended drink.
Yeah.
You don't need to order a mixed drink. You just have this Halo Punch.
5.5. It's an easy drinker.
Light.
Does Alvarado... Oh, yes, they do date their cans.
Yeah, why bother? You don't need to if you're Alvarado Street. It's like... Yeah. No way it sits around.
There's no way. No way.
All right. Voicemails. Voicemails are about to happen. Oh, somebody forgot to turn the volume on.
Hey guys,
oh,
it's boy. Long Beach John, a.k.a. Hey.
Fire Dog. Fire Dog Brewing. Guessed it. Said it first.
Damn.
From a long night of work, I made a pit stop at L.A. Ale Works.
Uh-oh.
You know, I know Chew, your beer has sent you a few of these beers.
Yeah.
They have this Phil 100 or 100 Phil or something like that, but it's a brewed IPA commemorating the 100th anniversary of the L.A. Philharmonic, which I can't believe there's been 100 years of that already, but whatever. I got to say, really good brewed IPA. Mikey, I know you're still on the fence with it. You're still looking for that quintessential, like, you haven't closed the book on it yet.
Nope.
If you get a chance, you should try this one. It's really good. Speaking of Chew, I just heard this voicemail espousing the virtues of taking that month off for Sobertober. I think he makes a lot of strong arguments. But he did mention something to the effect of it being a yearly reset, which might not be a bad idea. But honestly, if you're doing it as a yearly thing, I would say you close out the year strong, and then you start a new year resetting. So February sounds like a good idea.
I was going to say, February is the shortest month.
Shorter, you get those extra few days for drinking, which really is what all about in the end. Yeah,
picture February.
So that's my two cents. And finally, Colin and Janine, these guys are Mount Rushmore callers for the Perfect Four.
Right?
Just, you know, the bedrock of the show.
Wow.
But a couple times now, I've heard Janine reference her 20-year-old daughter, which makes my head explode. I can't believe they have an adult child who's almost drinking age. What? What?
Yes.
That's insane.
One of the Zachs do, it's insane.
I hear them every week call in, and it sounds like, you know, this married couple that's like 32 years old, running around, having a great time, exploring everything Colorado has to offer, all the great beer. But I don't know. Maybe you guys were high school sweethearts that hooked up, and that's why you have a 20-year-old daughter. But whatever it is, clearly the point to be taken from this is that drinking craft beer, independent craft beer,
indeed,
really good beer, keeps you young. Keeps you young at heart.
That's right.
And, you know, that's the lesson of the week. So, all right, with that, I've blabbed long enough. I'm going to let it go. I'm almost at my 3-minute mark. Keep up the good work, guys, and we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Guys,
don't forget to choose your vessel wisely.
Thank you, John. Looking forward to one day going into Fire Dog Brewing.
Mm-hmm. Fire Dog Pipeline to Fresno. Pneumatic tube it to us.
A pirate walks into a bar with a steering wheel sticking out of his pants.
Uh-oh.
The bartender says, "What's up with that?" He says, "Arr, it's driving me nuts." This is the imperfect pour.
Wow. Oh, wait a minute.
I am Colin.
Are we getting showed?
And this is the imperfect pour.
What's happening?
A show about nothing.
Yeah, they're doing a show.
Nothing anyone cares about.
And beer.
Speaking of beer.
That's a good theme song. I like that theme song.
Right.
Ooh. They opened a beer right off the bat.
Colorado Lager.
By Odell.
By Odell Brewing Company.
Lager.
Yes.
What do you say? Let me try it here. Bad choice. Rookie mistake.
Very crisp and clean.
Rookie podcast.
Tastes like a day blazer.
Yep, you can get this in 15 packs and 12 packs, I believe, for cheap.
So I'm going to dive right into culture.
Culture!
Top five stouts in our area. Number five, Death by Coconut, Oscar Blues. Number four, Shake by Butler Beer Company. Number three, Sandman by River North. Number two, Shadow Man by River North, which causes me to fall down the stairs and break my ankle. Number one, Strangely Epic, which is Epic Son of the Baptist mixed with Strange's Cherry Creek. And it's oh so good.
If only we had one of those.
They make the good stuff.
Yes. What about your culture, Colin?
So in culture, we have Weldworks Brewing Company decided to buy their entire city block that their brewery is on, including two buildings and in a giant parking lot.
Oh, crap.
So expect a lot more from those guys as they expand. They're going to get more fermenter space and all that stuff. They just got some new grain silos.
Sounds like big beer to me.
That's awesome.
It is awesome.
So we don't have any voicemails because nobody calls us or loves us. So, looking out for it. So my looking out for single cam checked in, and it's by Omni Brewery, and it's a strawberry guava milkshake IPA, and it looked super delicious. So that's my looking out for.
I'm looking out for Julius from Treehouse, because we went there and they didn't have it, and everybody talks about how awesome it is and how I'll never get it. So looking out for that.
And Bingcott. So I
decided to cook
at Rock Bottom. I had a Bottoms Up Kolsch Sheepdog Ale, which tasted kind of like chili-ish. Red Rocks Ale, which was a good amber. Rocktoberfest was okay. And then at Periodic, I had Uncrushable Dry Chili Stout. I had a Creme Brulee at Southern Tier, which was super good. And a Kolsch at there, and then a Blackberry Serrano Blender from Weldworks.
It's quite a lot of beer, Janine.
Also super good. And a Palisade Peach from New Image.
Drinking the crap out of this stuff.
I am. I'm having a good time. I love the milkshake IPAs.
I went and saw a movie.
Me too.
And they had a bar, so I was like, why wouldn't
it's
I?
It's a good show.
And they had Yeti in the can. So I got Yeti in the can, and the guy told me it was $4. And I was like, what?
What?
Give me two.
Give me two.
It was a pretty good movie.
Utah.
Anyway,
Utah.
That brings us to the cheer section of the show.
Cheers.
Cheers. It's the end of the show.
Cheers.
Yep, because you guys are awesome, and thanks for listening. Copy you and make fun of you and all that shit.
And keep up the good work, guys.
Make fun of us.
What? Woo! That was a good show. It's a new podcast.
I'm voting for the 3-minute format. Can we do that too?
Yeah, sure. Aw, that was cute.
Man.
Cute show. They got a cute show going on there.
I better not start a podcast because theirs is going to be way better.
I know. We're just going to get completely steamrolled by our listeners podcast. And then we'll be like way down on the list.
Way down.
Way down there.
Well,
good job. I called out for people start making their 3-minute podcasts. And there you go. Colin and Janine came through.
Hey guys, Binge Clark here, calling from Santa Rosa.
Whoa! Mm-hmm.
So Thanksgiving is Smoky almost Santa here, Rosa. And it is literally my favorite holiday. I love Thanksgiving. This year, though, it's going to be a pretty small crowd. Just me and my wife and our son and two of her sisters are coming. It's just them. So, yeah. So beer-wise, I don't need very much. And because none of them really drink beer, so it's just for myself, really.
Yeah, get it
that
for yourself.
Even though that it's just not a
you don't have to worry about hiding beer.
Yes.
So for me, that means I'm going to get some Namatsu Pale Ale from Seismic Brewing, and a great local pale here, kind of hoppy end of a pale, but still a pale. And nice and easy for those, Thanksgiving chores where you're up and around and you're starting to
get the house ready,
Get the smoker going and, You're done with your coffee and bacon sandwich for the morning, so it's time to
That sounds good.
Bacon time to get the smoker going and
time to crack
that first beer. So that's what I'll start out at, and probably migrate into IPAs like Seismics. Also, I'm definitely going to grab Sierra Nevada, because those folks up at Chico need some love. Sierra Nevada has been stepping up with fire victims and just feeding everybody just giving away all the clothes in their gift shop, just like, hey, just come and take what you need. We know you've lost everything. So we need to definitely, if you're moved to, grab some Sierra, because to help out. Also, I've got a beautiful bottle of barrel aged Yeti, courtesy of Colin and Janine.
Whoa.
Yeah, I've still got it, guys.
Jeez, it's just all Colin and Janine.
That's about all I can stand. So that'll be the dessert course of Thanksgiving for me. That'll be it. So other than that, we'll probably be pouring some wine and might try to find some fun ciders for the sisters to try out. So, also I may, I've got some new people at work that, have just moved in from, out of state or cross country, and they probably don't have anywhere to go. So try to get some more people around the table, because, that's what Thanksgiving's all about. And if I do, then I'll probably expand my beer list. So anyway, that's probably good enough for me, and we'll talk more soon. Keep up the good work, guys.
Bye. Thanks, Benj
Clark,
new golden god. Benj Clark, keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys. Thanks, Benj, for your Thanksgiving thoughts, the giving of the thanks in Santa Rosa. A Thanksgiving in Santa Rosa. I wonder if Russian River is open. come on.
Nah.
It shouldn't be open on Thanksgiving, Russian River.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Whoa.
Not driving.
Scotty B.
So what does that mean I'm doing?
Shower beer. No, shower beer.
I'm not driving, I must be.
It hasn't rained in Fresno.
I'm having a Modern Times Black House, and it's about 10:45.
Yeah,
nope,
shower
beer. At 11 a.m. on a Sunday afternoon or morning.
Maybe it's a kettle.
It's not afternoon yet, it's morning. And I'm doing something else, too. Something fun. Something I always enjoy doing. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I'm going to let you try to guess at it.
I already guessed.
What I'm doing is I am sifting through a certain herbaceous item. Well, item. Maybe that's not a good word for it. But it's an herb. It's a flower. I'm sifting through it to get out any
hibiscus.
Things that aren't really
Scotty B loves hibiscus.
What I want to use. What should I say? What we want to use? No? Little pebbles, string, little stuff like that. That's a little clue as to what else I'm doing here. I'm sifting. It's fun. I find it very therapeutic, or there's a better word for it than how I find it.
Meditative.
But I find it, and I'm doing it. Oh, boy. So keep your ears open and your eyes open for things that are happening. Because not all things that happen are bad. I know there's a lot of bad news in the media and the news. But, if you know what to look
probably
for,
bad.
You'll find that there's actually probably more good things than bad things going on. It's true. Well, anyway, keep up the great work, guys.
Guys.
And I'm drinking and sifting. Keep up the good
work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys. He's making a beer. Mm-hmm. Is he trying to reference that he's making a Zach Spring, helping with a Zach Spring beer or his own beer?
I'm hoping you're right with the hibiscus guess, because that means Zach's would be making hellibiscus.
Hellibiscus. Yeah. Is that a Zach's beer?
It's a Zach's beer.
Is that a good one?
It's a very good beer.
Did we have it? We probably had it.
Yes, we've had it.
Had it.
No, we've never had pro version, though.
No, pro version.
Pro brew.
Coming the 15th of December?
See.
Rush Day.
Rush Day from Tioga Sequoia, and across the street, the opening of Zach's Brewing.
Woo! Woo!
He's got four
Woo!
Beers at the moment, and he's working towards more.
Oh, man. He's kegging, and he's just, as soon as he can get in kegs, that fermenter's already got a different beer in there.
Yep.
Yeah. Man. Make that money.
Make the money. The Money Lebowski.
Mm-hmm. It's good news, man. Good news.
The deck is stacked.
Stacked deck of beer.
What a little perfect pour of Chew Your Beer here, and guess what, Holmes?
Uh-oh.
What's up, Holmes?
No, Holmes. It's not puberty. I hit puberty a long time ago. I'm fucking sick, eh?
Oh, no.
I think sober October and having no alcohol in my system destroyed my immune system, man.
It destroyed his immune system. No beer.
The cough, the sore throat, the works, Holmes. Disgusting. I hate this. I've been drinking a lot of Emergency, a lot of DayQuil, a lot of NyQuil, a lot of tissue papers. It sucks being sick, Holmes. Orale, just a quick thing, Holmes, an FYI for everybody out there, especially Matt. Matt, you're going to love this information,
Matt.
Holmes.
He's listening. Orale, he's listening. So, it's okay.
What are the all right, so check it out. What are the two best things about 7-Eleven, eh?
Uh-oh.
One, you can get your NyQuil, and you can get your Emergency in single doses, eh? So you can get that a la carte. But the other thing is they always have Fat Tire. They always have Arrogant Bastard.
Yeah.
And they always have Sierra Nevada Pale Ale.
Yeah.
And if you like Blue Moon, that shit's always there, Holmes. So, Matt, you can always walk in there and get yourself a Fat Tire Tall Boy, a Fat Tire 22-ounce, a Fat Tire 30-pack, 12-pack, 6-pack. Fat Tire everything, right?
Mine here so has a denogonizer.
You can go to 7-Eleven, eh? And you can get yourself some tater tots, eh? And guess what, Holmes? They got a tater tot bar, Holmes. Now you can top your taters.
I don't think ours, mine doesn't.
On top of your taters, totally tubular.
Totally tubular, bro.
With words.
Come on, Chew. Do a surfer accent.
I'm going to get myself like a la carte DayQuil and some Emergency, Holmes, and then my nose puckered, eh? And it hasn't puckered in a while because it's been stuffed with other crap. But I smell some tots, eh? And when I walked over there, I noticed they were putting some fresh tots out. And then I noticed
fresh tots, man.
Little cubicle on the side.
He's just waiting around for the fresh tots.
Like ranch dressing and marinara sauce, chopped onions and pico de gallo. And some other crap, some bacon,
the guy
some
on
cheddar
cuts?
Cheese,
all
some
right.
Chili cheese. Bro, it's the next spot to go, Holmes. So I'm saying
bro,
it now, December 15th.
Bar is open,
Holmes,
bro.
After hanging out and having a couple of beers, we're going to have a get it at your local 7-Eleven tater top bar, Holmes. So chew your beer, and Matt will be signing autographs while eating tots. Orale, Holmes. And I promise I won't be sick, so
that'd
I don't
be
get
awesome.
You sick, Holmes.
Chew Beer and Beer Brewer 87 will be at 7-Eleven and a Palma Bowler.
I just wanted to pass that on that cool information, Holmes. Tater Top Bar at your local 7-Eleven. And don't forget to get a Top Boy. Atewacho, peace out.
Atewacho, peace out, you.
I don't know. I only see our 7-Elevens have foods that can roll on
the rolling thing.
Yeah.
Taquitos, unless, I mean, I haven't been
rolls.
In there for a few weeks, so maybe they've updated to a tater bar.
You think they slipped in a top bar without
maybe,
you looking?
Maybe, but we'll see.
I don't know. If it doesn't roll, it doesn't go.
We'll see.
Hot dogs. Get your hot dogs.
I'm still doing voicemails.
Hey, guys. Fontana Jim here.
Hey there, Jim.
I called in. I just wanted to let you guys know that
marked as safe.
This next show going on around
Fontana Jim is marked as safe.
Give you my little thankfuls for the year and
nice.
Hoping this makes it on time. I'm burning the midnight oil trying to get this on, but you know I just want to let everybody know that I'm really thankful for you guys for the Craft Beer Podcast.
Isn't that sweet? Super.
This year I've I don't even know if I've been on the Perfect Pour this year as a personal guest, but I've been on two other podcasts.
Yeah.
Wow.
Odd, actually, since you guys.
3B Zane. And has it been an interview show?
Listening to beer podcasts, craft beer podcasts. So I want to tell you guys a thank you to keep up the good work. And even those knuckleheads out there in Florida, I hope they're thankful.
They thank us.
Couple weeks with some shootings going on and some fires brewing on. And hell, even last night, I had to leave my house for a little bit and check out a fire that was brewing up literally the next street over. And everything's fine and everything's great. And the beer fridge is still intact.
I'm so crazy here.
I just want to give my thanks to everybody out there. Keep up the good work, guys.
Thank you, the Fontana Jam.
A more serious Fontana Jam.
Wow. Guys. One of the Los Angeles LA reps, the Fontana Jim. Look for our reps page, perfectportpod.com/reps.
Watch your beer, CRISPR. I hear people are putting crappy beer in.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing, man.
Or vegetables in your beer.
Ooh, gosh. Don't want that. That's terrible. That'd be terrible.
Terrible news.
Like, although there's probably, I think Scotty B could probably come up with some good vegetable. It feels like
broccoli we've had IPA.
One. No. There's no way that can be good.
It's going to be the best beer ever. It's going to replace Hazy's. The broccoli IPAs. Yeah.
Whoa, what's that? Oh, know what that is, Nick?
An Aussie album played backwards?
That's a Line Fest alert. Line Fest alert.
What? Yeah. When did we get a Line Fest
right
alert?
Now, field work on Saturday, November 17th. All field work tap rooms at 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. at Monterey and San Ramon. 12% beer, 16-ounce can of Good Conduct. A bourbon barrel aged brown ale.
What?
An imperial brown. I don't know. They did it.
Damn.
That bourbon. They have limits based on turnout. Ooh. I don't hear that. What? So they're gonna figure it out when how
Not
many people
worth
are
it.
In line.
You guys suck. You get no beer.
They're all, is this Line Fest or not? Are we having a Line Fest, guys? I don't know, there's like 10 guys out there. Nah, not Line Fest.
Shut it down.
Everyone can have all the beer they want then. So they are you're not going to know the limits until you get there.
Damn.
No draft. Only the cans. Only the 16-ounce cans. And also that same day, they're having a Moonview Highway. It's a collab with Burnt Mill Brewery out of Suffolk in the UK. It's a crusher, fruity crusher IPA.
I don't even know what podcast I'm on
now. That one is draft available and cans, but that Good Conduct is only cans. They're not going to allow you to have draft.
They want that Line Fest.
They want the Line Fest, but they're going to judge it. They're going to be like,
we're judging you.
So there you go.
That's the Line Fest alert.
Yep. It's also a Star Wars reference too, but.
Okay.
So yeah, it's Line Fest Saturday. See you out at one of the field works.
Damn,
I won't be there. But
do not get confused.
Give us a report.
Walmart Black Friday sale.
This is this Friday.
Oh, this Friday. Still, do not get confused. With
yeah,
the Walmart.
Still don't. Don't get in line at Walmart for anything, please. Just don't. If you listen to this show, and let's see what we have on the traditional voicemail front. Now if I can find it. How's it going over there?
Good. Got any beers to open up over there?
Sure.
All right.
While I figure this out.
Yes.
I love the gold.
Wow, I cannot tell the difference at all between that and the real one.
What, you can't?
I mean, that is the real
Thank
one,
you.
Right?
I love gold!
I don't know how you do this, Mikey. All this shenanigans and you still have time to drink beer. Wow. Sounds foamy. Are we at the ocean?
From Route 44, Cherry Limeade Slush. It's a sour with sweet cherries and limes from Wiley. Is it Wiley? Yeah, Wiley Roots Brewing Company. Donated to the show by somebody. I don't know. We don't have it written on it. That was my fault, I guess.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Mystery beer.
This might be...
He's passing it to me gently so I don't spill it again.
This might be one... might be from Gumby, maybe? I'm not sure.
Ooh, it's
but
active.
It was definitely donated. It's active, carbonated-y.
Very carbonated-y. Uh-oh. Makes you pucker.
Ooh.
Sour a bit?
A little bit. Not harsh, but it's definitely tart.
Oh, that's straight up candy. Wow.
Ooh. It's like sweet tarts.
Mm-hmm. The juice is loose.
The juice is loose. We're still doing the voicemails. Now we're on to traditional voicemails. 559.
That'll keep you up at
49205. 42 is what this person called.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me? Freezing.
Yes.
I'm in the northern Midwest.
It's cold here.
And, it's kind of cold,
it's like
man.
60s.
It's kind of cold. Slumber Jose. So you can imagine. I'm used to like nice, calm climate down in Florida, and I'm up here freezing. I'm not near Chef, unfortunately. If I was, I'd have get it. But I wasn't even going to call in this week. I wasn't.
Aww.
But then... Then, you know, my counterpart in the West Coast, Fontana Jim, had to call us out, man. Like, look, bud, why didn't we do a rep off? Tell you why. Because the Florida refs, we got class, man. Like, we're not going to try to, like, find a time when we might be able to beat you. No, no. We fight fair, man. Like two generals. We walk out in the olden days. We stand in front of the horses and the men and the ladies, and we just go, I'm here to fight. Show me your best. On guard. Why not?
On guard.
Anyway, on guard.
Yeah, we're classy, man. So we didn't
let
issue
us
the
drink.
Rip off during Chew's Sober Tober, because that wouldn't be right. Once again, congrats to Chew on the Sober Tober. Yeah. But you know what? Let's change the subject. Let's talk about something different. Guys.
Uh-oh.
What do you think about, like, Richard Sloan posted it in the Last Minute Culture in the poll room tonight? You know, 6 Point joins this ABV kind of crafty collective. Is that cool? Are we cool with that? Like, when multiple craft breweries link up together, are they still independent? Or are they, like, you know, the Voltron of independent, man?
Yeah. Transformers. Yeah.
Voltron.
Anyway.
Yeah,
keep up
together.
The good work, guys.
Oh, thank
guys.
You. Guys! Yeah, I think we covered that last week. I think Lumber's voicemail was meant to be on last week's show. I remember him saying, like, hope it got in.
Now it all makes sense.
But I think as long as it's other craft breweries joining together, it doesn't bother me so much. If they feel like that's what needs to happen to make their company grow or keep it solvent, whichever it is,
mm-hmm.
and there are other craft breweries, and nobody's going to be telling each other what to do. That's always kind of my thing of, like, if they're not going to have influence over what you would do anyway, if they're not giving, you're not having an unfair advantage, or nobody has influence over what you do, then it doesn't bother me. So,
the Canarchy collaborative with Oscar Blues and all that's good.
Yeah, I mean, good in the sense, like, I'm more drawn to somebody that's completely independent. So, you know. As a 6 Point fan, I generally am a 6 Point fan. I'd rather they were completely 100% on their own. But if you're going to seek help from other places, it knows that help is other craft breweries, and that's fine. It certainly doesn't reach a ban. Like, I'm not drinking that level of beer, like buyout beer level. But it also isn't as exciting. Like, I am drawn to a completely independent brewery more than I am one that isn't. Like, I'll still drink Firestone, but I'm also, like, not that excited about Firestone because I know somebody else owns them. So it's just like,
So you'll check the label, is what you're saying.
Right. So, yeah.
Do your research.
Do your research. Or not. Whatever, man.
Just drink good beer.
Just drink good beer. But we all know. Just stay with independence.
Hey guys,
not that hard.
And whoa. I'm drinking.
Hey, Hoppy.
Hoppy's back.
I just wanted to say that, you know, we could have done a beer rep off with Chew Your Beer when he was doing Sober October, but man, Florida Rep's keeping it classy, you know?
Wow.
Another call.
There's a theme.
I was about to call in, and then you guys came and backed us up, so that's awesome. But that's not to say that we might not be, you know, planning a little rep off. It's not what you think, though. It's not what the Florida reps. I hear some rumblings.
Uh-oh.
So I'll let y'all talk about that.
Hmm.
I'm actually, I really need some recos. I'm going to Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
By the time you'll hear this, by the time I play on the show, I will be in Pittsburgh.
Rep.
We fly in Thursday night, and I am looking for some recos. And if there's anybody in the area, I think, I don't remember who it is who's in the Pittsburgh area.
There is somebody.
I'd be open to a get it if we can make it happen. I'm just going to be there Friday to Monday, essentially. But I'm looking for some good recos. We're going to be in, like, South Pittsburgh, Mount Lebanon, Bethel Park area, Pleasant Hills, all that good stuff, all the suburbs of Pittsburgh. So if anybody has some good recos, go ahead and Facebook me, tweet me, Instagram me, pour them, whatever, guys. I need some help. And other than that, keep up the good work.
Oh,
guys.
Thanks.
Okay.
Okay. I will.
Well, now I will. Keep up the good work, guys. This says Pittsburgh Tom. Does that ring a
Pittsburgh
bell?
Pittsburgh Tom. Is his handle on there?
No.
Oh, look in the reps page. Oh. Maybe it is. PerfectPourPod.com/reps. There's got to be some sort of handle there, because I believe we do have that. As he looks that up, is our final voicemail of the week.
It's Paul.
Hi, Paul.
If I'm not mistaken, last week I think I heard XL Perro mention that he's going to be in my area next month. And
I think that's
didn't
right.
mention anything about a potential get it, but he did mention potentially going to the new Russian River. So here's something I propose. I propose a get it with XL Perro and Benj Clark.
Yeah.
Because I've never checked out the new Russian River, and I've also never checked out Benj Clark. I'm embarrassed to admit.
You should check him out.
I don't even know how long you've lived here, but it's been a while now.
He hasn't been there that long.
So anyway.
Like years, maybe.
XL Perro, Paul from Fairfax. Benj Clark.
Wow. That is epic.
Power get it.
Power get it.
Whenever you're going to be here. So let's connect in whatever way possible and make it happen. Wouldn't that be a great get it?
Damn.
And for anybody else who might be here at that time of the year, come join us. All right. One more thing I just wanted to mention is that I am loving Celebration Ale. This year.
Oh, yes.
I don't think I've missed a year since I've been drinking Sierra beers, so we're going on a long time. And it's a great beer. It's great. It'll go great with your Thanksgiving meal. I guarantee it. So pick up a six-pack today.
Oh, wow.
Speaking of Thanksgiving, I just want to give thanks for the Perfect Pour and the entire community of awesome people that I've met as a result of the show. So thanks, guys. Cheers. Keep up the good work. And keep it hazy, bros.
No.
Yeah.
Do not.
Keep it hazy.
Do not haze it up.
Keep up the good haze, guys.
Filter that fella.
Aw, thanks, Paul.
Everybody's getting Brita water filters for Christmas.
Keep it filtered, bro.
Keep it filtered, bro.
Keep it filtered. There's a get it happening. Sent the Russian River get it. It's going to happen. The new Russian River. Epic get it. And thanks, Paul, for that. Thanks, everything. Thanks, big thanks to Paul for everything he does over the course of the year. All our bumper music is all, that's all Paul.
All Paul. Better call Paul.
Paul from Fairfax. That's all him, man. It's quite, he's quite the man.
Yes.
Quite the individual, that Paul.
His turnaround is like no other.
The celebration, I haven't had it this year. That I just saw it recent. Like, it feels like this week was the week it, like, hit. I haven't seen it physically, but I've seen it on social media.
It's here. It's here.
Oh, really? Yes. Have you seen it in a store?
Yeah, Costco has it already in the massive 24-pack.
Ooh.
And Whole Foods has it.
You might as well get that. You know you're going to go through.
Thanksmas, man. Thanksmas every
year. Oh, Thanksmas, yes. Is there a Thanksmas party this year?
There is.
Ooh. Do we not get invited? Oh, okay.
It was supposed to be the 15th, but somebody had to open a brewery on that day.
God, what a jerk. Jeez. What a jerk. So celebrate. That's a good one to bring for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. If you're not going to find the mix packs. Mix pack of no all celebration. Packs.
Yeah, I mixed it up.
I mixed it up. It's all celebration ales.
I took them out and put them back in differently.
This is not the order they put them in.
Yes.
I rearranged the order. That's hilarious.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave a name.
Thanks everyone for giving us content. And again, you have a window into the podcasting world, 3-minute window. Your talent could be on display. Your beer talent could be on display. Well, we're the only idiots willing to give you space on the internet. Now you can take it. You can take that space your own and do awesome things with it. We're just here doing it. We just happen to be the bros. Bro. Hazing up the podcasting world.
That's why we're not on iTunes. We're clogged in the haze lines.
Like, they're too hazy. The Apple Podcast is like, we'd love to feature these guys, but they're just too hazy. They're just too
so
darn hazy.
Damn hazy.
That's right. We're rebels. We're too hazy for you, man. Beers to look out for, some beer releases to look out for that we are looking out for and maybe you should look out for as well, Nick.
What?
You have some looking hours before I forget.
Am I here today? Am I in the room? Mm-hmm. Mm. I screw myself over every time with my show notes.
Boo.
Write more legibly.
We need to get Nick a new moleskin. By the way, on MikeyTopPour.com, I just wrote a post of my favorite posts of all time right now. Is beer the best beer notebooks?
Oh,
basically the best beer notebooks to look out for.
Field notes guide to field notes.
There's a field notes reference in there. I didn't even know before researching and doing the post that field notes had a pack. Like maybe we even talked about it years ago, and I just don't remember. But field notes had a beer pack. Wow. And it like came in like this little small little like sixer carrier.
Yeah.
And it had the field note style little hand, the pocket notebooks, and they're all beer themed.
Wow.
And everything. And it's out of production. It was in 2013 they made it. It's out of production.
So it's rare now.
Yeah, it's rare. You could get it not on Amazon. It was somewhere else for like $60.
Wow.
It was like this pack. So you know it's rare.
It's rare.
So check that out. MikeyTopPour.com. It's got notebooks.
Post it up. All right. So we got quadruple barrel aged Big Bad Baptist from Epic Brewing.
Whoa.
Quadruple barrel.
Quadruple barrel. Quadruple barrel?
Yes. So the beer.
What does that mean?
The beer is aged in a blend of whiskey and rum barrels. They also barrel age the coffee, the coconut, the almonds, and so everything but the cocoa nibs are barrel aged in this beer. And then they all put these in the beer, and then they barrel age the beer.
Wow. Barrel aging. Yes. Barrel aging inception.
Coconut. Also, looking out for Abnormals 11, another barrel-aged coffee stout.
11.
11.
It feels... Okay.
Okay.
No, I'm just like, is that a beer from back in the day?
No, we had the M2.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
M2.
That was the rare that was beer
rare beer that we had, and it is a really good beer that was like famous down there, and we managed to have it
before San Diego had it. Which is that is their home.
It was like the one rare time that we were dominant. Thank you, Derek.
And one more for you stout heads. What do I get? You guys get the Haze Boys.
I don't know. You come up with it. You're the stout guy.
No, boy.
Stout guy.
Stout guy.
It's just all unexciting. It's just stout guy.
Stout guy.
Hey, stout guy.
Stout guy. How about Magnifies Impatiently Waiting?
Ooh, Magnify.
Imperial Stout.
All right. Are you patiently waiting for impatiently waiting?
Yes, that is correct.
Magnify is a New Jersey brewer.
Was that East Coast?
I believe so. So good luck. They do have a lot. They're a Line Fest brewer.
Fairfield, New Jersey.
They have Line Fest there. That's in the Beer Traders game. That's definitely one that, like, if you're on Instagram and you're a beer trader, in your profile, you'll have your ISO or you're looking out for. It should be LOF, but whatever. You want to use ISO, that's fine. So, and you'll put the breweries that you're looking out for, and then you'll put the beer that you can trade. And your profile too. So when people DM you, you're like, you know. And Magnify is in there a lot. I see Magnify in there.
Ah.
Sometimes anyway.
You're noticing.
Monkish is there a lot.
Monkish. Lion Fest.
Lion Fest, bro.
Haze Beers.
Mm-hmm. Is there any more looking out for us?
That is my looking out
for. All right.
Well, now I want Celebration now.
Matt, what are you looking out for? Oh, those are good.
Oh,
man, I am excited for those as well. Also, look out for, it's a collab alert. Uh-oh. Alvarado Street and Mumford Brewing.
We don't have a sound effect for collab alert?
Collab alert. Burp. Pit rope. It's called burp.
It's worked hard on that one.
Yep. Pit row. Double row. IPA.
Uh-oh.
It's a double dry hopped dose of Nelson, Citra, and Idaho 7 and Equinox hops.
That sounds disgusting.
Come on. Alvarado Street and Mumford Brewing making a beer together. It cannot go wrong.
Is this the Monterey Alvarado?
Yeah, sure.
By the pit? By the racetrack?
They're all in the can. They all have like those big, like, Oakley blades.
Oh, geez.
Sunglasses. There's, like, four brewers on there, and they're, like,
yikes.
These big Oakley blades. So that was, like, the fun joke for the can art.
We like the 80s.
Yeah.
We get it. You like 80s things.
That's cool. You like 80s things. Yeah, they do a lot of 80s can stuff, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Wave jammer.
Wave jammer. In cut the drinking. Oh, yeah. Nick.
Oh, yeah.
What have you been caught the drinking this week? What have you been doing? You've been up to? Reveal yourself.
Show yourself. I found me a couple of new stouts to try. Number one is Dark Sky Imperial Stout. This is from Baird Brewing, which apparently is from Japan. I had no idea. Never heard of it before, but it was worked out to be a pretty damn good beer. I think it was a little bit old, but it's a stout, so who cares? Old stouts are still good. You don't have to worry about that haze dropping off.
Haze drop off. What's going on, man? You don't look so good. Oh, I got haze drop off.
I got haze fever.
Oh, no. Yeah, the haze is dropping off. I got haze fever. Not doing so well. Maybe you should go home. Yeah, I think I'm going to go home.
I don't feel so good. And then last week, as mentioned, one of the top five stouts other than one of the top five non-Linefest stouts from Off Color Brewing is Dino S'mores. I actually found that one here at the Maroa Shell.
Oh,
sitting on the shelf.
On the shelf, just sitting waiting. There.
All these IPAs getting old, and there's the stouts looking down, laughing at them. Ha ha. One I do not remember having, but I tried it again anyway. Nelson the Greeter from Port Brewing.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoyed beer.
All right.
Enjoyed very much. I upped my rating from last time because I liked it.
That's rare. I'll usually drop my rating.
Well, if it's a beer. Time.
Yeah, I mean, almost really consistently, I'll be like, nope. I'll be like, whoa, I rated this a 4 or 5.
Oh, I must have been drunk that night.
Oh, jeez. No way. That's a 4. Yeah, I rarely like, oh, no, I'll rate it higher. Once in a while, I guess.
It was good. It's not. I mean, if Alpine Nelson is our baseline, it's not there.
Yeah.
But it's almost there, and it's quite a bit cheaper. And the Nelson isn't as intense, so if you want a nicer Nelson beer that's not full on onion breath, like I would go with Nelson the Greeter from Port. And it's in cans if you need a canned Nelson beer.
I would like to have a canned Nelson beer.
Canned Nelson beer. And then one more round of War Pigeon is still hanging around.
Oh,
Drake's.
Wait, is that like a recent?
Yes,
recent War Pigeon.
Okay. Fresh War Pigeon.
I need it. Damn it! I want to have a War Pigeon.
It's in a bomber though. You won't
like. Yeah. It. Bomber, boo.
Boo. A bomber of War Pigeon.
Boo.
I will take one bomber of War Pigeon,
please. I will take your finest bomber of War Pigeon, please. Okay, bud.
Yeah, crack that.
Can you hear? That's 12 ounce. If you said 12 ounce, you'd be right.
I love gold.
Louis awake.
I woke up Louie.
He's like, why are you guys opening 12?
Where's Matt?
Where's Matt? He usually has food in his beard.
New beer entering the show from Three Weavers, also from Raisin to Barrels, Raisin Tools. I think I accredited Fire Dog Brewing last week for with a Reavers beer, and it was Raisin to Barrel. So, sorry.
Show correction.
Mm-hmm. Show correction.
Ah, it's a Kolsch.
What were you thinking was going to happen?
Nice, clean, clear IPA.
We got a Kolsch from Three Weavers. What's it called? Has it a name.
Seafarer. Oh. Farer.
Seafarer.
Seafarer.
Yeah, we rarely have a Kolsch this late in the show, but what the hell?
Well, what else we got to do?
What else we got to do?
When Matt's here, we don't play by the rules.
Nope. No rules. No, we have no tangents to do, so who, you know, got to do something, Rebel.
Drink beers out of order.
This week I had a weekend vibes from Coronado Brewing Company.
Coronado.
A great solid IPA. It was only like a $12 or $13 six pack of 16-ounce IPAs. Wasn't even like session IPAs. They're just straight IPAs.
And this
like,
is fresh?
Oh, yeah. And they're freshies. And I was a good beer. I even did a beer bench.
Ooh, beer bench.
So look on our YouTube channel, The Perfect Pour, on YouTube. There should be a link in the show notes to our YouTube channel if you can't find it yourself. Because, yeah, when you search The Perfect Pour, you got to search for channels because you search for Perfect Pour, you get a bunch of people trying to show you how to do the Perfect Pour.
Yeah.
It's not, that's not us. That's
losers.
Yeah. You want the Perfect Pour channel. Look for it. And there should be a video. Not up at the moment as we're speaking, but as you hear this, it should be up there. Because just for Chew. Because Chew likes that video so much. I was like, oh, I'll do one for Chew. Also had it from Bergen Beer Company, Trivana IPA.
Nice.
That was mulled up to me a few weeks ago. I sat on it for a few weeks waiting for the right time, and that time just wasn't coming, so I just went ahead and drank it. So I think it was a little bit old, but still.
Damn it.
Still solid.
Still beer. Not a bad day.
Nope. Still not having a bad day. And the only other beer, I didn't go out at all this week. No out drinking outside of the house, but that one earlier that we had was the Wonder Years. Had another one of that. So that's all I've been drinking. Yeah, you stayed home all week too?
Well, I did go out, but it was not for beer.
Boo.
Yes.
Yeah, I had to leave for work. BS.
I did.
And soccer.
We did make it down to Tioga for one beer.
Oh.
And they are not participating in stout season.
Ooh, do they even have a stout on right now?
They do not. They have the sugar pine porter is all they have.
Oh, they're waiting for rush day.
You know what? Maybe that's what it is.
12-15.
Wow.
Rush day.
We got to go back.
It's going to be a big day here in Fresno. Our biggest beer geek day of the year. And then Zach's Brewing opening on top of that. So
yes,
quite the day. Hopefully, I'll have nothing of no responsibilities that day.
Make no plans.
Make no plans.
Post no bills.
So, since we don't have Matt, we were hoping maybe Matt might just pop in, but doesn't look like it, bros.
So, sorry, Louie.
Sorry, Lou. Oh, no. Lou's pretty bummed. He's laying under the heater. He's fine.
Yeah.
Cheers! Cheers to all our golden gods. The golden gods of the Perfect Pour. They are the people that give us money every month. They earn their money the hard way, and then they gave it to us. At least some of it, anyway.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/Perfect Pour if you want to check out our Patreon page. patreon.com/Perfect Pour. That's a website that's a intermediary intermediary, a go-between that provides a space for people to donate money to us, and then in turn we provide a little extra kickback of content, meaning our tailgate episodes every week, and then whatever else we can figure out to do for our golden gods, and also the Purim. You get officially invited to the Purim on Facebook. The only thing keeping Facebook running right now is the Purim, is what I'm told. Somebody told me that. So thank you guys, the golden gods, providing us beer. I bought beer this week. I went into Maroa Shell with golden god money and just went nuts.
Woo!
Woo! Woo! And also cheers to Evil Sir. These are all social media handles or untapped handles. Evil Circle, Wines Brewing, The Fontana Gem, _ The _ Wrench, Mexican Beer Econo, Crunch with the K, Crunch Attack, and Squared Hole. And everybody that subscribes to the show on Apple Podcasts or whatever your favorite way to listen to this podcast on, talks about the show, shares us on your social media, rates and reviews the show. All these things are highly appreciated. That helps us keep going, gives us a reason to keep doing this, and your support is appreciated. And we see it and we appreciate it. So thank you guys. And you have some cheers, Nick.
Speaking of untapped, new friends, Fab, Michelle Lyon, who I believe is AKA Safety Sue on Instagram.
All right.
And Cody Graham.
Mm-hmm.
I think all followers from Instagram now on Untapped. Cheers to Captain Fwiffo.
He's listening to the back episodes.
Hopefully he's still listening to the back episodes. He had a little bit of a health issue earlier in the week, so hopefully he's recovering nicely from that. Don't know how much I need to say, but if you know him, just cheers him up.
Cheers, Captain Fwiffo.
And Benj Clark kind of touched on it. So my culture turn cheers is to Sierra Nevada Brewing Company. They are setting up efforts to help relief for the, is it Paradise? Is that the place?
That's one of them. Yeah, Paradise is the town that basically burnt the whole town.
Bro. Yeah, so Chico is just kind of southwest of there. Mm-hmm. They were on the edge of that.
Right.
If you look at the map of the fire coverage. So they closed their brewery in fear of their workers' safety. They were able to open back up on Monday and were offering meals for first responders. They set up a donation campaign through one of the banks in their local area, and they are giving away clothing to those in need from their own inventory.
Doing everything they can.
Uh-huh.
So big cheers to Sierra.
Yeah. Crazy stuff happening up there. I hope everyone's okay.
Mm-hmm. More cheers?
And that concludes my cheers. Right.
That concludes our day of cheers. All right. Thank you, everybody. We're going to have fun this week, Thanksgiving week. Everyone enjoy the holiday. Enjoy having fun. And we'll come back coming soon later on. The Beer of the Year Awards.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming soon. So look out for that.
Yes.
Besides the whole huge Rush Day and Zach's Brewing Day that is coming for us all. It's coming for us all.
It's coming for
us. It's going to eat us all, drink us all, haze it all. Did you see, is there going to be a haze on tap at Zach's Brewing? Let's get a tap room update real quick. Do you know?
I do not know. About
the haze bros be there.
I do not know about a traditionally brewed haze. What I do know is there's going to be a whole lot of Gouda beer on tap, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, gee, we're going to have some Gouda.
Yep, it'll be nice and hazy from all that cheese.
Different,
how about some cheese
whole
haze?
Different kind of haze. Cheese beers. Oh, man. It's going to be fun.
Yep. So get your haze on.
Right. He's on a different way.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Super unfiltered. Yay. Thanks, guys. PerfectPourPod.com at PerfectPourPod on social media. Make sure to follow Matt at BeardedBrewer87. Also, Matt runs the Tioga Sequoia Beer Garden in downtown Fresno. He's there most of the days. I think his off days are Mondays and Tuesdays. Don't tell him we send you to them. So don't go into Tioga on Mondays.
Yeah.
The other days you can go into Tioga. Say, hey, BeardedBrewer87 here. I want to talk to him right now. Bring him out here. And
bring him out. Bring him to me.
Nick is the Nick80 on social media. Mikey Top Pour on social media. Nice. Or the Fresno, where I'm arguing with Fresno City officials about parks and whatnot.
Actually,
that's not right. So thanks, everyone. Big cheers. Woo. Have fun.
Line fest.
Be safe. Check your dates. Have a line fest.
But hey. Have the right line.
The right line fest. Hey, guys. I'm line festing on Thanksgiving. Oh, I'm not going to come up with the sound clips.